The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. We appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, December 6th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up? Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
What up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. As always, if you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Had a Thursday night football game last night. Dan Campbell likes to go for it on fourth down.
He's a big fan of that.
Went for it five times on fourth down. I think they had a touchdown earlier in the game on a pass from Jared Goff to Jahmyr Gibbs on a fourth down. And then end of the game, could have kicked the game-winning field goal with roughly 40 seconds left.
How long was that? How long would that
would have been about a 40-yarder.
Yeah. Decided to go for it.
Milk the clock. That's what they did.
It's crazy.
Hit a field goal. They win it.
How many coaches would pass up a 40-yard field goal with under a minute left to go for it?
Probably less than a handful.
Well, the difference is, I think he kind of alluded to it in his comments, was that, you know, kind of where they are in the season, they could kind of do that. You know what I mean?
He's got that luxury.
He
actually has wiggle room.
Yeah.
They could make sense.
Just be aggressive.
I mean, you don't want to drop a game, especially to a division rival, but he can afford to do it.
Yep.
Well, he probably knows that he's got so many guys hurt on his defense, too. Yeah. He didn't want to end up giving the ball back to Love. Although, if he doesn't get it, he's giving back the Love right there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's ballsy. And he went for it on his own 31 earlier in the game.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't care where
he coaches on the edge, man.
Yeah.
He does. He coaches on the edge. But that was I only saw a little bit of the first half.
Yeah, I missed on him when I saw that big meathead, his first initial press conference.
You weren't the only one. I'll defend you a little bit. A lot of people thought that he looked like a big buffoon, and now he's like everyone's hero.
He's a darling.
I mean, I saw over the weekend somebody was tweeting just like a 2 or 3 minute video montage. It was FanDuel, actually. A video montage of Dan Campbell as a player. Right. And they're like, he was a beast as a player, too. And obviously, I think we all remember him as a player, but, it was wild.
He was more a role player, though.
More of a role player, for sure.
He wasn't a star by any means.
But the legend grows.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Lions got the ball back with a little over 3 minutes left in the game, drove the ball down the field, then had that fourth and one at the Green Bay 21. So it would have been a 21, usually add 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been a 38-yarder, if my math is correct. But they go for it, 43 seconds left.
No, it would have been 17. You had 17. Are you saying they were at the 31-yard line?
21. Yeah. I did add 17.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought you said 31.
No, 21. So it would have been a 37-yarder. They used the clock. Then 38-yarder,
maybe.
They end up kicking from the 17. It wasn't even that much of a difference, except it was a walk-off.
Right. Well, yeah, burn clock. Yeah. That was the whole thing.
So Lions improved to 12-1, and they kind of need to be there. If they want to have the bye week, the Eagles are breathing down their neck.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles have a soft schedule when you look at what they have ahead of them. You
can easily see this weekend.
You can easily see the Eagles running the table. Goff had an interception in the game, but he ends up throwing for three touchdowns. He's up to 25 touchdowns with 10 picks on the year. Man, he completely resurrected his career in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
People were bailing on him when he was traded.
He's an MVP candidate.
He was almost viewed as like
now.
The throw-in player in the Matt Stafford deal.
I still have a hard time readjusting my priors on it. But, you know, good for him. Good on him. By the way, everybody was tweeting me yesterday that Bieniemy got fired. I'm not going to just stomp on him while he got fired, okay? I am a human. Don't like to see people lose their jobs. So, I mean, everybody, my timeline was
exploding.
Oh, my God. So many pictures of Bieniemy.
His agent tried to say that it was just going to be a one-year deal in UCLA.
Right. Worst spin ever.
Yeah, right. Seems like he's accumulating one-year deals at this point since leaving Kansas City.
I mean, if they went nine and three, you know, and they were scoring 35 a game, it wasn't going to be a 1 year deal.
Of course,
he would have been retained.
Hey, there's a possibility he's not very good at his job. I mean, you have to accept that could be part of the reason he's lasting.
No.
1 year in these stints.
I already determined that. It's not a possibility.
But I know that a lot of people are like, "Oh, he should have been a head coach years ago."
They don't know what they're talking about.
Maybe he shouldn't have been.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Maybe there's a reason he wasn't a head coach in the NFL.
Most head coaches don't just invite their coaches to leave and beg them to leave.
Right.
They had some issues to start the year. They started out 1-5. They had to use three different quarterbacks. They ended up using one of their freshman quarterbacks, who's kind of a dual threat kid. But they used three different quarterbacks.
They were scrambling, huh? Try to figure it out.
Yeah, or maybe two different quarterbacks. But
hey,
yeah.
They got a win for me at the end of the season.
But they were much better in the last 5 weeks than they were in the first five or six.
Used them in Survivor. They got a dub for me. Ultimately, didn't matter as that guy, T. Rich, won $4,500, whatever he won.
Trich, yeah.
By the way, someone Venmo'd me money this morning for breakfast.
Very good. So, for you or for the collective?
For the guys. For the guys.
Oh,
for
very
everyone.
Nice.
So,
well, we might have to hold on to it until next week because I just got a text message from our in-studio auction winner today.
Okay.
He said he's bringing breakfast.
We have another auction person?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that time of the year.
Hey, please. Okay. Do we know what's being provided or it's just a grab bag?
Yeah, we do.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
Bethesda bagel sandwiches.
Love it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Best news of the day.
By the way, did you see the pregame with Matt LaFleur going after that Detroit Lions fan?
I read about it. I didn't actually see it.
You know, the pregame, there was a bunch of Lions fans out there. I don't know if they were carrying a flag or I can't remember.
Yeah, they were like unfurling the flag for the national anthem.
Yeah. And I guess one of those fans was talking smack to the Packers bench.
Sure.
And LaFleur came out on the field and said, "Shut the F up," like multiple times.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've determined.
And then there was a couple of players who got involved. I mean, there was no pushing or shoving or punches thrown. But
I've gotten to the point where I should be on the Mount Rushmore of sitting down and watching the game and watching none of the pregame nonsensory. Like, I sit down and the Amazon Prime, you know, like montage is running.
Yeah.
And then, boom, they're right at Ford Field for the kickoff.
Right.
Like, it's Al Michaels and is it Herb Street doing the game with him?
Yes.
Yeah, there's none of the panel of eight jokers on the field that I'm watching with all the pre-done packages. I'm just there for the game.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Well,
by the way, speaking of,
I had to watch it because I couldn't watch the Wizards game.
Right, well, it's bad. Now, speaking of Detroit fans being unruly, did you see the video it went viral of a fan that was in like one of those tunnels? You know, like a lot of teams have now tunnels where the players walk in and in and out of the stadium or the arena. So I guess the Pistons were coming off the floor after, I'm sure, another loss. And a Lions or a Pistons fan was giving the players the finger, like up to the plexiglass in between them and the fans.
Uh-huh.
And then the players just...
They went nuts?
They just, well, I mean, not really, but they pointed it out to security. Oh, okay, like gotcha. Come on, can you get this guy removed? This is outrageous. The guy's flipping us the bird on our way into the locker room. Maybe Detroit fans are just an unruly, wild bunch.
The Pistons players couldn't get to the fan?
No, because there was like plexiglass divider or, you know, a clear divider.
I wonder if he would have done that if there was no divider.
No chance.
Right.
Exactly. Impossible he would have done that.
Correct.
Those Detroit fans might be a little out of sorts over there.
Yeah, well, that one was. And Matt LaFleur got in his face.
When there was the whole Ron Artest thing, was that in Detroit? Was that
Malice
in Indiana?
At the Palace, yes.
Yeah.
In Detroit.
I mean, might be something to do with their cakes.
Now, Artest played for Indiana, but it did happen to their fans. It did happen in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back to the Lions.
The thread here.
Watching their last two games, the Bears on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And then this game against the Packers, do you feel they're vulnerable? Do you feel they're the best team, or do you believe the Eagles are the best team right now?
When you have 13 players on defense on IR, you're vulnerable, especially with Hutchinson sidelined. I mean, he's one of the best pass rushers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, they're vulnerable.
So Darius Smith had a sack last night.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the defense isn't the same. Bears, I think, probably almost should have won the game. I know at the end they ended up not even kicking a field goal. Like, at a minimum, they should have pushed it to overtime, but right. They were driving. They were in position to win the game.
That's why that number one overall seed is so huge, because you get that bye week.
Oh, yeah.
You get that break.
It's big.
And you're going to get that two-week break, and you're going to need to rest up those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at their schedule, I mean, they got the Bills next week. Now, you got kind of a mini bye because they played last night, but Bills next Sunday, then they got to go to Chicago, then they got to go to San Francisco, but San Francisco's kind of dead. Then they got Minnesota. So they got some tough outs.
Tougher outs than Philly.
Tougher outs than Philly does, yeah. But that number one seed is huge.
I saw something about, you know, the Chiefs are also a one-loss team right now at 11-1, but people are questioning the Chiefs because when you look at point differential, I mean, I think the Commanders have a better point differential than the Kansas City Chiefs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders are 8-5. Chiefs are
a one-loss
team. Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you throttle a few teams like the Commanders have done, and the Chiefs are in just knockdown, drag-out fights almost every week.
Chiefs are plus 54. In their division, the Chargers and Broncos have better point differentials.
Yeah.
In their division. But it compared them to the Steelers team of a few years ago. Remember when the Steelers started off 11-1? Didn't Washington beat them?
Yes.
People weren't buying into them. And ultimately, when it got to the playoffs, they didn't go on a run to win a Super Bowl. And it's interesting if the Chiefs are going to be that type of team where, yeah, they're winning all these close games in the regular season, but maybe they're not as good as the others.
Yeah, well, offensively, they suffered two huge injuries to start the year. Now they got one of those guys back now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing defensively, they're really good. Offensively, they're struggling to score points, but I would never count out Mahomes in the playoffs, especially if he's got home field advantage.
Chiefs are plus 54 points wise on the season. The Lions, who are now 12-1, are plus 183.
Mm-hmm.
I really need Mahomes to stub his toe to validate my Jaden is better than him in the 9-game snapshot to start the season. I need that to happen. I need some of that in my life.
Well, I know Valdez is one of his pet peeves is people hyping up Jaden's winning the Rookie of the Week thing.
Yeah.
And I actually hadn't paid attention that much. I didn't realize he had won it 8 times. It's a lot.
Yep.
Well, it's a sham because it's voted for by the fans.
Right.
So you can stuff the ballot box.
He's almost got a 12-pack of Pepsi Rookie of the Week
Do we really think, though, that the Washington fans are stuffing the ballot box?
Maybe yes, there is some online. PFT commenter says every day on Pardon My Take, he's voted 5 times.
Is Jeff Walker voting as we speak?
Maybe. I don't know.
I know you like to rub that in his face when he walks in.
I guess you would say, assuming all things being equal, that there are others besides are cheating, too.
I don't know.
I think he is probably most deserving right now, him and Bo Nix. But I've seen a couple of these analysts from PFF and elsewhere saying that they think Brock Bowers should be elevated into the Rookie of the Year conversation.
Brock's having a historical year.
He's having a ridiculous year.
I don't have a problem. He's playing great.
I mean, yeah. he's gonna be like a top 10 pick in every fantasy draft in 2025.
Problem is, they're 2-10.
Yeah, you can't really take him seriously to win the award, but he'll be considered.
Hmm. Well, it's not an MVP award,
right?
It's offensive rookie of the year. It should have nothing to do with the win loss record.
I mean, he's gonna have over 100 catches. He's gonna have how many touchdowns has he got? 5 or 6?
He only has 4 right now.
They're saying he might have over 115 catches.
Yeah, he's got 84 catches already.
He's got 84. Yeah,
with 5 games to go,
which I think would be a receiving record.
Yeah, he's just having a dumb year.
But tight end. He does have bad news. He's joining Team Bald.
Yes, he's
heading straight to Team Bald.
Like fast. I think he'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
Go to Turkey.
He's got a great life.
Send him to Turkey now before it's too late.
Speaking of Team Bald, we're gonna have Bruce Boudreau on the show today.
Yep. Proud
pretty
member.
Bald guy.
Proud member.
He'll join us at 9:25. We'll talk a little puck with him. Kevin McCarthy on the movies. He'll join us at 9:00. And John Feinstein at 8:00. That's all right here on the Junkies. Be right back.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Just saw this article. Definitely clickbait article.
Fell for it?
I fell for it. Well, it's about the Commanders and who they might add in the draft next year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you feel if they drafted a running back in Ashton
Giunti?
I think
this is from The Athletic. Dane Brugler wrote the article. And they're projecting right now the Commanders to have the 21st pick.
It's not my biggest priority.
It's not the biggest priority, but
you usually don't like first round running backs.
I usually don't, but at 21, and if he's as good at the pro level as he is at the college level, or even close, it's kind of tempting. I would be tempted if I'm Adam Peters because
I would think someone like Dallas might take him.
Maybe,
and they're going to be drafting ahead of him.
But look, like Austin Eckler's coming off like real concussion issues this season, so you don't know. You're not sure what he's going to be next year.
Yeah, he might not be there.
Love what Brian Robinson has done. He's been injury prone, and he's just not as explosive as Genty. There's no way has that sort of skill set. Like if you paired B Rob with Genty in the backfield. I think that's a pretty amazing 1-2 punch.
Genty
to help out Jaden Daniels.
Genty has carried the ball a ton in his career.
And again, it's not the top priority for the Commanders. It's more of a luxury buy
how
type of deal.
How big is he?
He's small.
I know. Like,
I don't know.
5'7 or something?
No,
like
he's
that.
Not that small, but.
Yeah.
I don't hate
it. Maybe 5'10.
I would hate spending a top 5 or top 10 pick on a running back, but if you're at 20, 22.
I mean,
I'm going after receivers.
I'm willing to trust him, but it would not be my top choice.
He's listed at 5'9", 215. He's run for 2,288 yards this season with 28 touchdowns, averaging 7.3 yards a carry.
He's probably 5'7", without cleats.
Honestly.
And then you put cleats on him, it gets enough, maybe 5'8", and then they'd say 5'9".
You can watch him tonight. In their conference championship game, and of course the winner is in the playoffs, which is incredible because UNLV was in the news earlier in the year because their quarterback decided to quit because of the NIL controversy.
I remember doing that story.
Well, he also kind of preserved another year of eligibility that way.
And then so they started their backup, and the backups played great. And UNLV's coach Barry Odom was at Missouri for a few years, and they got fired. And then I don't know where he was after Missouri for a year, but then he took over UNLV and he's won 9 games and 10 games. So UNLV could be in the college football playoff. Think about that.
No, it's crazy.
And a few years ago, I think they went 2-10.
So I think, you guys obviously all saw the rumors of Belichick, and I guess he had an interview at UNC after they let go of Matt Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because, look, I have no idea what he's going to do, but back in the day, that would be like a nice kind of almost borderline retirement move.
you know, like a Spurrier thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just go there, play some golf.
Right.
You know, recruit some of the best kids. And then, but now with NIL, that these jobs are a nightmare.
Totally different scenario.
Like, I don't even know why he would want to do it.
He
might
not.
5 years ago, he might not. 5 years ago, great move.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think so.
I don't know if that's how he's going to want to end his career.
I don't think you want to run
just
around.
Viewed as a
Can you see him being in living rooms just kissing 18-year-old
And it's
butt?
Also viewed as a step down going from the NFL to college.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I guess. Sure. You can make that argument. But you can make a ton of money. Like Nick Saban, pretty well respected.
Definitely.
Yeah. You can make a ton of money.
But I feel like with all the openings in the NFL that are going to be available, like I think he's going to be in the mix for a lot of jobs.
Why would he
want to
deal with the portal? NIL.
Well, that's what my point is.
Yeah, yeah. Why would he want to deal
with
that?
I doubt he will.
Yeah, I don't
but
think he
will. But if they call you and you don't have a job and you love coaching, you can at least go there.
If they blow you away with an offer,
yeah,
the only way
see. Yeah, you at least go to see what they're going to say. How much money are you going to give me?
Right. If they said, we're going to give you
$50 million.
$15 million bucks a year.
Yeah.
For 5 years.
Yeah, I mean.
And how old is he? 71 or 72?
Yeah.
Like Belichick's getting up there.
I'll tell you what, he looks great.
Is he going to coach till he's 85?
See what that young girlfriend does for you, Valdez? He looks great.
But maybe he has talked to some of his disciples
mm-hmm.
who have coached and currently coach college football.
Yeah.
And maybe he feels like that's the way to go because Bill O'Brien is one of his offense coordinators. Charlie Weiss coached mm-hmm. at Notre Dame. Like, maybe he just
the
wants
problem
to settle
is that,
with something
it's just
like that.
Job, those jobs now are such a nightmare. It's like coaching in the pros.
I don't see it.
I'm just going to think he turns his nose up at college jobs. Like he
I mean,
just
if it's the only job offer, one thing, but I don't know why North Carolina would want him. Why would you want another older coach who's never dealt with NIL in the portal? I would think they would go after, you know, one of these young, hot.
Maybe his top assistant.
Group of five coaches.
Would be someone who's dealt with it a lot. Let's just say, I know I'm just being crazy. Let's say someone like a Ryan Day got fired. He would be his top assistant. Ryan Day could handle all the. I know Ryan Day's not the guy.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
An ex
someone
head coach
with some experience.
Experience with it.
And
he
also,
could be his guy.
Don't forget that Belichick's 20 wins away from being the all time winningest coach in NFL history.
Right.
I think that would mean something to him to be atop that list.
I'm sure it does.
Mm-hmm.
But again.
Not going to college. I'm convinced of it.
I don't think he is either. But if they gave him $75 million.
It would be tempting.
You got to at least, it's worth answering the phone.
Oh, yeah. It's at least
worth answering the call.
If I was his agent, I would have said, Bill, don't even interview for that job. It makes you look desperate and bad.
Yes.
We're holding out for the Cowboys job.
It reeks of being thirsty.
Yeah. Hang tight. Let's see what happens.
Interviewing with a mid-tier ACC team?
If you go another cycle without a job,
yeah.
Okay, you can take the Nubs Chapel Hill job in 2025.
Yes.
North Carolina
passes on you.
North Carolina was obviously targeting some NFL guys because originally they wanted Arthur Smith. And Arthur mm-hmm. Smith said, no, thanks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so didn't Carolina just this season, correct me if I'm wrong, weren't they getting beaten by James Madison like 50 to something at halftime?
Yeah, they got beat.
In Carolina? Why would you want that job?
I guess
money.
Maybe like
turn it around. It's a challenge.
No, they've got tons of money.
They've
got great facility.
Area.
It's a great job to have in that conference.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not when you're Bill Belichick, you won multiple Super Bowls.
Right. It's a great job
you're
for somebody
win a
else.
National title there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But I just don't see it. I don't see him going. I don't see Carolina wanting to go after another 72-year-old
coach. By the way, I don't know if it's a great job because that will always be a basketball school.
I'm just saying
always going to be
second
fiddle.
I'm just saying it's a good job because they have money and they got great facilities.
Sure. It's a great job for guys that aren't named Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't hate the guy for answering the call. I just don't. Just from the pure NIL portal stuff, I don't see how.
And you know what?
With
all the transformations of these conferences, expanding conferences, North Carolina would be one of the schools that a bigger conference would want.
Right. They would try to poach.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about the Hayfield deal mm-hmm. and all that, and that got kind of resolved. And about recruiting and everything. One of my good friend's coaches, you know, in high school. And he tells me sometimes, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to reiterate it right now, but he's like, you know, he's recruiting sixth graders.
Mm-hmm.
That's for high school.
Right.
Right? Can you imagine a guy like Bill, 71, going in there and recruiting like juniors in high school?
No.
You can't even fathom
it. If I'm Bill Belichick, if I were to stoop so low as to take the UNC job or any other college
job.
Even
if it was Alabama.
I would go to the AD and say, you're gonna hire me a GM, and I'm gonna have input. just like Andrew Luck's like the GM now of the Stanford football program.
Right.
You're going to hire that for me, and you're also going to hire the best recruiting coordinator that money can buy. Because
right.
I'm just coaching. Those other people, I'll come in and close
the deal. What if he just hires Mike Loxley? What if he hires Mike Loxley as his recruiting guy?
Sure.
Bill. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great hire. If he were to leave Maryland, sure.
Right.
Yeah, I would leave all of that to other people, and I just concentrate on the coaching.
Let me.
And if you need me to fly in and swoop into the last minute to seal the deal with a 5-star, mm-hmm. I can do that. Yeah. But I'm not. He's not going to be like hitting the recruiting trail 6 days a week.
Well, the way the portal works now is the actual portal opens, I think, next week.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, you're already hearing names. Say, you know, guys who are going to jump into the portal, but the official list comes out. Last year, there was almost 3,000 players who entered the portal. Think about that.
Busy.
It's only 135 teams.
Yeah.
And you got 3,000 players entering. You're probably going to have at least that this year.
Yeah.
A lot of money changing hands. A lot of guys getting better deals.
The rumors down at Virginia Tech that they may lose both quarterbacks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But is somebody ready to overpay Kyron Drones?
No, but I think Drones probably knows that Pop Watson might be the guy.
Yeah.
And Pop Watson's probably getting looks from mm-hmm. other schools, bigger schools. And it's just, you know, it comes down to cash.
Yep, sure.
And opportunities.
What if Belichick, what if Alabama had fired the Kellen guy, whatever his name is?
Yeah, DeBoer. Yeah.
And if Belichick, would you guys have a different opinion of that?
Yes, because that is a blue blood program.
Yeah.
It's many tiers above Carolina.
Okay, just curious.
In my opinion.
But it's still the same deal. You still got to deal with recruiting. You still got to deal with the portal. You still got to deal with all the blah, all the nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, you got to deal with agents. Agents for college players. Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you delegate it all out.
That's what I would do.
That's what I'm saying.
Belichick has enough clout where he could delegate all that stuff he doesn't want to be involved in.
I don't see him doing much of that. Let's go to Michael in Richmond. Hey, Michael. What's up, buddy? You on with the Junks?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Michael?
I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a little bit of a Carolina fan and on the Inside Carolina websites and stuff like that, and Insider mm-hmm. there and watch what's been going on. And when Mac was let go, a lot of coaches had their agents reaching out, whether it was to get, you know, raises the Shane Beamers or, those types of situations that come up every year when a head coaching job
just
comes
trying
up.
To leverage a little bit.
Yeah, it was Belichick's agent that reached out to Carolina. Carolina did not reach out to Bill Belichick for this position. They are definitely going after the Matt Campbells, the Summerall from Tulane. They're definitely looking at the younger coaches, but they're going to entertain the Power Five coaches mm-hmm. That reach out and just gauge their interest. But this Belichick thing, there's not a Carolina fan out there that wants Belichick.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going through the Mac Brown, 73 years old. You know, we want young. We want somebody energetic. We want somebody that's going to bring in, you know, some young assistants that are innovative. But you got to look at the background of Belichick in Carolina. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know his father coached at Carolina. You got to look back at that history of his dad coaching at Carolina. His I believe his granddaughter is a student at Carolina right now. So there's a lot of different reasons why, and Belichick is, from my perspective, you know, he wants his name back out there. He got passed over for all the jobs that were open this past season, and he wants to keep his name active out there in searches. But there's no way Carolina reached out to him. It just doesn't make sense. But anyway, appreciate you having me on, guys.
All right, thanks.
You know what? Thanks for listening.
It kind of works for both sides, to be honest with you, because Bill gets his name out there and North Carolina gets their name out there. Because to be honest with you.
Well, did he officially interview? Is that the report that he officially interviewed? Or did they just reach out to him?
I guess the report I'm reading is interested in coaching.
Oh, okay. So there wasn't an official interview.
Actually, I thought there was. But
You never know. They maybe just have a conversation on the phone.
Yeah, I know. They call that an interview.
When did they actually fire Mac? Like a couple days ago?
Yeah, and then he coached the final regular season game, but he's not going to coach in the bowl.
Uh-huh.
Belichick interviewed for the job.
So it was an official interview. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. I mean, why would Carolina interview him if they really weren't that interested?
Because he calls. He's a Hall of Famer.
You know? I know, but...
I think you interview him.
Yeah, I mean, again, it could be just
you disagree with that? Maybe, but I'm just going to believe what some random caller says.
Well, I'm saying, what do you mean? What did the random?
Hey, he was on the Inside Carolina website. Drab. Yeah, he's on the message board.
He said that they called. Who knows? Yeah, who knows who called who?
Yeah,
it's irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. If they actually did interview him, there's this guy. You know, got to be at least a modicum, like a little bit of interest.
Yeah, I mean, if they've talked,
hear what the guy says. Maybe if nothing else, like a lot of times they use the interviews just to pick their brain. What do you think we need? Now I don't know how the hell he would.
Who
know.
Knows what the conversation was? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows if Belichick told the AD, you know what, I really want this job. I can win here. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, if it was just a very casual.
Maybe
your
girlfriend's from
introductory
North Carolina.
Conversation.
She wants to be near her family.
Could be. Hey, maybe they can hire Ron Rivera. I think he's available.
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's out there. He would kill to get the Carolina
game. He needs to coach at someplace like Salisbury.
Salisbury.
I don't know. Like, not a top.
Or maybe team. Just... don't coach or do personnel ever again. Probably
Rolly Massimino. First he went to Cleveland State, then he was somewhere else. Like right before he died, he was like some D3 school.
Was he?
Yeah, he's just a lifer. He just loved coaching.
Yeah, it's in his blood.
Yeah, that's what Ron needs to do.
He just needs to hang out in Pebble.
Yeah,
pretty great life.
He's got plenty of money.
These guys, a lot of them say they get bored of just playing golf every day.
Well, he can be the starter. He can be like Valdez. He can be the starter out in Pebble. Not play golf. Just, you know, when Jason comes out, he can send him out to his first
hole. I was very disappointed when I played Pebble.
Yeah.
And the Bev cart came by and was an old man.
Oh, was it a hot check?
That is disappointing.
No hot check. Old man.
Wow. Yeah.
How are they letting that pass at Pebble Beach?
His tips are nubs.
Yeah.
He gets zero for what they charge for a transfusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did they charge there?
I think it was...
15?
No, I think it was...
More than that.
Oh, really?
Like 26 something
are
like
you
that.
Kidding?
Oh, everything at Pebble is ridiculous.
Wow.
Nurse that baby.
I can make a transfusion at home for about... probably $1 because the Scotty's vodka is free. It just flows like water, and then I just get the can mix from the grocery store.
Can mix,
yeah. It literally costs $1,
right?
And it tastes good.
And there's no boobies to stare at.
There are certainly not.
Put it up as the Scotty's vodka poll of the day. Scotty's vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Do you think Bill Belichick will end up with a college job like UNC?
Nope.
You can chime in at Junks Radio. Remember, we hit the skins coming up at 7, Talks Movies, Kevin McCarthy at 9, and Coach Bruce Boudreau, former Caps coach. He'll join us later at 9:25 here on the Junkies. Hey, I'm off next week, but when the Commanders return to the football field, I have an appearance during the game.
Ooh, oh, really?
In our old hometown of Bowie.
Look at that.
I'm going to be at Center Pocket Sports Bar and Billiards. It's on 4931 Tesla Drive. It's got 25 pool tables.
Where's Tesla Drive?
There's a Tesla Drive in Bowie now? What's
going on? Right after 301 and 50 on the right side, which is kind of an industrial area.
Yeah.
It's where my mom did dialysis, right off of Melford Drive.
Mm.
Do you know Melford?
Do not.
Mm-mm.
Don't know it one bit.
So, I mean,
let's say you're
where the car dealerships are?
No. A little bit past, yeah. If you're... in Point Ridge, where we grew up, and then you're heading towards Rips and Chick-fil-A.
Right.
You pass that, and then you pass 50, and then right to the right-hand side is a bunch of buildings.
I never go on that road.
Yeah, I went there a lot when my mom was doing
dialysis.
It's
an appearance in our backyard as kids.
Nice.
That's our
pretty much. It's about
spot.
5 minutes from where we lived Bowie.
You're not going to get a closer appearance where you grew up and where we grew up, unless you did one at like the Pointer Ridge Shopping Center.
Yes.
Which I don't even know if it exists anymore.
It looks like a cool spot. Put it on your calendar. It's for the Commanders Saints game, Center Pocket Sports Bar and Billiards.
Ah, very good.
So
that is a 1 o'clock game, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I told you guys about my son's car debacle. We did get, I don't even know. My wife handles the bills. I don't even know what the ultimate bill is. But the end result is they're able to fix the car. I guess when the oil went out, a piston shut down or something. So it doesn't sound like it was super costly for that particular fix.
Okay.
But there were other things. But the bottom line is now, that freaking car sitting there in like Chesapeake Houseville, wherever that area is.
Yeah.
And I got to go drive out there and pick the freaking thing up this weekend.
I have no idea what a piston does in an engine.
Neither do I.
Does anybody? Can anybody in this room or the other room?
I know
tell
they
you?
Don't win basketball games.
Not a ton.
I don't know. Goes up and down.
Yeah, keeps it moving. keeps the engine moving.
I thought they were different engines now. Anyway, I didn't even know you had pistons in a modern engine.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought everything was like different.
Isn't it the like? Like
you're scared to say
I'm scared to say it because everyone just jumped down your throat if you're wrong.
They're gonna ridicule.
No, isn't it just to like pump the fuel like through the engine?
Yeah, I would take that. I would accept that.
That makes sense.
That sounds like a good answer.
But I thought with like fuel injection and everything, I didn't know if
pump something.
Yeah.
So you have to drive up there today.
I got a bunch going. No, I got to go up Saturday because my wife has to work, and you know, I have a daughter. My daughter has stuff and everything.
Right.
So I got to go. So she has like a volleyball clinic thing she has to do from 9 to 12 out in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we'd be home at 1. Then I got to drive all the way out to Chesapeake Houseville, wherever that area is. Like you know, because I'm saying it's not at the Chesapeake House, but it's in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the car. It's probably an hour and a half away. That's three hours.
Right.
Not four. And then I'm supposed to have a dinner thing. I mean, it's just going to be running around all day. Sucks.
I'll be thinking about you when I'm watching Championship Week.
I was almost wondering, I know a guy lives out there, if I could pay him to meet me halfway. Like, pick up my car.
Well, how would he,
get the car? Who has the keys?
I don't know. I pay for the bill and say, hey, a guy, my buddy's going to pick it up.
EB, the Chesapeake House Travel Center is located in Northeast Maryland proper.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there a million times. It's just,
yeah.
I don't, you know.
Oh, you're saying meet someone halfway, give him the keys, and he goes to pick it up.
Well, they have the keys there at the...
Oh, the keys are already up there.
Yeah, yeah. They have the keys in the car, right? Because we left the keys in the car.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to work. I wouldn't even have the balls to do it. But
car is unlocked, just sitting there?
I told my son... Well, I mean, it's been fixed now. Remember, I told him abandon the car.
Gotcha.
Because they didn't come. And I actually would pray to God someone would steal it.
Hey, I got something that might make you feel better. Hot off the press, an endorsement opportunity for Eric Bickle.
Ooh.
Are you interested in dental implants?
My teeth are really bothering me the last 24 hours. 30.
I think you're a prime candidate.
I can't think of a better salesman.
What, I don't even know what the you mean like what, you know, Trump, like what everybody had, like all the celebrities
the fake
have.
Teeth.
Baba Booey's.
Hey, look at my teeth, both.
Veneers.
Are you fixing that hole?
I got new teeth.
Of course. I was a good candidate.
But I have a different issue. I don't know what's going on.
He's had that hole for weeks now.
It's part of the process. I can't do it now.
Trust the process.
It's a whole process. It is
like the wizard's process. You got to trust it. It's hard to trust.
It's just a tooth that's getting
It's jarring.
Away. I know. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? I can't, you know. I see myself. I'm not happy about it.
You have the teeth of a crackhead.
I don't think it's quite that bad.
I don't think you're not going to have to deal with this stuff anymore.
No. It's just, right now I just got to get through the day. I'm having a lot
of pain.
Are
you intrigued by implants? I mean, they're
you can listen to what they say.
I never have been because I know that is a process.
Are you going to go for double D's on your incisors?
Make them big and white, both.
That's a problem. And I think you always look funny.
Like, that's not true. All celebrities pretty much have implants these days.
I know. But I know guys that have gotten them, and they all look funny.
I know. Jeff Hedges. It always scarred you for life.
Not just Jeff. I mean, there's other people I know.
they got botched.
It's jarring.
Yeah. They got botched.
Like, this one guy's probably a celebrity. It's just jarring. A lot of people
you can't tell though.
Maybe, but here's the problem. If you could promise me no more tooth pain ever again in my life, but I think they basically shave your teeth down to nothingville.
Mm-hmm.
And then
how it works. My daughter had implants. She needed them.
Implants are different. Implants are when you pull the tooth and then you put an implant in. Right.
He's not talking about veneers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about like veneers.
I know the drill.
Yeah. My wife has an implant.
Pun not really intended, but...
Yeah. No, my wife has an implant, and it's the most discolored thing in the country, and she's tried to get them to match.
Yeah.
And it's horrific.
Can't get the right shade.
It's like, they've done it like, she's had like 10 times.
You just want the pain to go away.
I just want the pain to go away.
Wants to send the pain below?
Oh, yeah.
Send the pain below.
Smash.
It's weird. But
your teeth are going to continue to crack and dissolve over the next 20 years.
I know. I don't. You think you guys have no idea? I've had it before. I've had tooth extracted, and it's horrifying. They literally climb on top of you and just yank it out with a wrench.
Well, you're going to be knocked out.
Well, I wasn't that time.
Well, they're going to do
imagine them doing it 40 times.
What year did that happen?
2-3 years ago.
They had a tooth extracted 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I've only had them extracted from my wisdom teeth when I was a teenager.
Well, I think for the wisdom teeth, we were actually knocked out.
Zero wisdom teeth in this, or they're just not popping out.
Yeah.
I'm not wise, apparently.
I'm guessing that you didn't have them because your kid was born without certain teeth.
I actually do need that.
That's your side of the genetics.
Could be.
Can we focus on this for a second? I actually do need, because I have to have at least 1 or 2 teeth extracted. It's already on the calendar. Like, it's in line.
He should definitely take a meeting, at least. Yeah. At least see what's
doing.
Yeah,
at least hear him out.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking veneers. Implants is a totally different thing. Of course I would. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to need
an
implant.
So you're in.
Yeah, I mean, I need an implant.
Yeah, tell the sales rep.
I think we just do all of it.
No, I mean,
yeah, every tooth.
That's what I've been saying for a long time.
It's easy for you to say.
Tata toothy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, imagine that score from the Tooth Fairy. Oh,
that's a big one.
It might be bigger than the endorsement.
Yeah. See, but my wife pointed out that my teeth often hurt. This is a tough time of year for me. When it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't know what it does. I don't know if it's the pressure, the sheer cold, but this time of year, it pummels me.
Send me a chill through your teeth.
Yeah.
A little chatter through your teeth.
Yeah. In fact, I thought last night I wasn't going to do the show today.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
Call out tooth.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do. I said I might just have to go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
So when the weather outside is frightful, your teeth are not delightful.
No, they're not.
No. When it's cold,
So is it all trade deal, or would there be cash in pocket? How's this work, Drab? How's this work?
He doesn't know.
I don't have a lot of details.
It's very exploratory at this point.
Looks like your competition might be Guy Lambert.
Okay.
See him as a possibility on here. Uh-huh. He's got nice teeth. What does he need implants
for? Yeah, what's he doing in there?
I'm not competing with anyone. If they want it, they can have it. I got to get my teeth done. So
yeah, you're
like an A-list actor. You don't audition.
Yeah. I'm not competing with anyone.
Yeah. Needs to be handed on a silver platter.
A lot of the endorsements, a lot of the appearances, that's how you sometimes it's just kind of thrown out there.
Yeah.
And then I just realized, I think about a month ago, CK sent me a text. He's like, would you do an appearance in Bowie?
Yeah.
I said, sure. Didn't hear anything about it. And then I saw Center Pocket. They put something on Instagram.
You're
and I was like, wait a second.
You definitely could be playing billiards at your appearance. 100%.
Hey, this weekend, JP might take a hammer to his teeth.
All right. So you can get that deal.
Start smashing his own more
cake smooth.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, man, I can't stop.
My teeth are borderline.
No,
selling.
I mean, you're more of a whore for endorsements.
Well, I am, but they've been very few and far between of late. Right.
They've been light.
They've been kind of light.
JP's going to come in after his vacation. I couldn't stop eating jawbreakers.
Take a cue ball to the teeth.
Yeah. It's funny because I texted one of our salespeople, Michelle, and I said, I just planted the seed because I've said it on the air, but I've never said it. I said,
hook me.
No, I said, if you're bored and you're looking for new clients, these people are always apparently looking for new clients.
Yeah, sure.
I need a shed. I need a shed.
Need your golf shed.
I need my golf shed.
Yeah.
It's too cold outside.
Right.
I need a top high-end custom golf.
You got to practice through the winter.
Yes.
With your teeth chattering
and
all.
She actually texted back. I have somebody in mind.
She's got a shed guy?
I don't know. I said a contractor or whatever.
Sure.
I need a shed guy.
Fantastic.
Let's get this done.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
But you need a tooth guy, and he's telling you that there's a tooth guy for you.
Yeah, you got a tooth guy.
I mean, I was thinking veneers where they take out all your... There's not a scenario. It would have to be
an
end-of-life scenario, like where they say, like, this is the only way you could function.
That's dentures. Veneers is just, don't they just put something on top of it?
No, veneers, you had to shave it down to nothing. You get nothing. It would be all my teeth would look like this one, and then they put the veneer over it.
Oof.
Like, I don't want to deal with that. That's a nightmare. It's easy for you guys to say. You guys, you know, go get dentures.
Right.
You guys are insane. Well, get dentures,
man.
There'll never be a scenario in life where I get dentures. It's not a thing.
You could be regretting this in a few years when you're back in Frederick.
Dentures. I'm never getting
not dentures.
No, he keeps saying dentures. I'm never going to pop my teeth out. It ain't happening. I'd rather have no teeth.
Remember the guy who used to work here who would pop his dentures out and swirl them around his mouth?
Who was
talking
that?
To you?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Just say the name. Who cares?
Just say it.
I can't remember.
John T.
Okay.
John T.
Why am I not trying? Engineer. Come on.
I'm not really trying.
I've never even noticed it.
Oh, Trimmer.
Oh, okay. Trimmer. Now I got. Now it makes
sense. Yeah.
I mean, Trimmer. Right. I mean, who cares? Trimmer came in here when you're supposed to be wearing a mask. He wore his wife's underwear on his face. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll get into the Commanders as we hit the Skins. Don't go anywhere.